I'm going to read a little bit this morning, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time digressing, Father. I'm going to read as you have given me to read, and the completion of the scriptures that we had started several weeks ago. Beginning with, O Father, I'm going to read from the Old Testament. I'm going to take us to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. I am the man who felt pain from the rod of his anger. He drove me and led into darkness, not light, wore my flesh and my skin, and has broken my bones, built above and has struck on my head and exhausted. I have dwelt in forgottenness, like the long dead. I was bound. I cannot escape from my chain. My chain, Lord Father, my God, was the chain of my flesh. The broken was my soulish mind, not allowing myself to realize the greater glory of God. All those things within me, Father, are those things that you had removed from me. I had forgotten the great glory and grace as we moved into the New Testament. And I spoke and I talked and I walked in the flesh, not knowing that I no longer am of the flesh, but I am of the Spirit. I have a greater glory, Lord God, than any glory that I could possibly have, because my realization of the cleanliness of the Spirit of the Lord, Holy Ghost. What a symbolization, Father, that you have had us do this morning by cutting away the six palms this morning, Father, and giving us the realization and the visualization how easy it is to move from the flesh. Father, is a matter of just calling upon you and being obedient. A simple task of taking a knife and cutting away the six signs of man and removing it from ourself and only leaving the three signs of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yes, man is also a tripartite person. They also have the flesh, the soul, and the spirit.